Proclamation number 7977, dated the August 27th, 1961. Serious warning against psychic receptions. You should not trouble yourselves with doubts, but you should also know that you only receive pure truth from me by merely wanting your thoughts to be correct and true. And you'll always receive assurance that I do not contradict myself, that therefore the spiritual information which originates from me, which was conveyed to those of you through the working of my spirit who allow my activity in you, must always tally. However, since my adversary's influence confused people's thinking, since falsehood and error are far more likely to be accepted by people, it has also become necessary to convey the pure truth from above time and again, for truth does not remain pure for long among people, for unkindness reigns and this darkens the spirit, so that it is easy for my adversary to proceed against the truth and to intersperse it with error, without this being recognized by people. Light is all you humans need in order to find and travel the path to me and to ascend. In the darkness you take wrong paths which lead off course, and since it is my adversary's goal and intention to alienate you from me and to gain you for himself, he will eagerly strive to confuse your thinking, and he will do so under the mask of an angel of light. And the danger that he will be heeded is particularly great during the time of the end, because people are lacking love and therefore possess no power of judgment either. They fall prey to error and then he will have won them over. For this reason I keep making you aware of the cover under which he appears. For he is full of cunning and trickery, he tries to slip in where he can show himself as an angel of light, where people look for contact with the spiritual kingdom, but where the preconditions are missing which guarantee a genuinely pure spiritual bond with the world of light. However, wherever the preconditions exist he is unable to intervene, and only then will the truth be guaranteed, because all beings of light work on my instructions and can only distribute pure truth which they receive from me. Yet can you humans know with absolute certainty that you demonstrate the preconditions which guarantee you this bond with the world of light? And can you therefore be certain that the spiritual realm conveys the full truth to you? Can you do this where it concerns psychic transmissions from the spiritual kingdom? Do you know whether it is impossible for the adversary to intervene if a person is a shell forfeits his own will? Only a high degree of maturity will result in your protection by the world of light, but in view of the great risk the beings of light will always try to influence people such that they allow the working of the spirit in them in a conscious state, that they shape themselves into a receiving vessel for the divine spirit, that they improve themselves in order to grant the beings of light the undisputable right to repel everything unspiritual from them and to only let the pure truth flow to them, which they receive from me, so that they can instruct you humans if it is your will and you fulfill all preconditions. You humans must remember that the time of the end has come, that you don't have much time left, and that you should therefore accomplish the work of improving your soul with increased vigor. And you must know that my adversary will use all his power to try to prevent this endeavor. Thus he will try this where he is not recognized, where a human being's conscious will does not offer him opposition. He has great power and makes use of it when psychic receptions are desired whose truthfulness cannot be verified by you humans. Be warned, for the point is not that it would be impossible for a being of light to express itself through a medium, but the point is that you humans are incapable of judging whether a being of light expresses itself or whether the adversary's clever disguise enables him to spread darkness. And this darkness can have a disastrous effect on you. Misguided teachings can be conveyed to you from which you can only detach yourselves with difficulty. But a misguided teaching will always obstruct the path to me. It will obscure the light in you or extinguish it entirely, and the path to me will be prolonged by you. I want to caution you of this, for there is not much time left, you are near the end, and once a misguided teaching has taken hold in you it will take quite a while before you recognize it as such, and this time might no longer be at your disposal. The possibility that you are offered truth certainly exists, but you are unable to judge whether it is offered to you, and consequently there is always the risk that your spirit will become darkened if I don't seriously warn and admonish you only to believe those words which are conveyed to you through my spirit, for it will guide you into all truth, as I have promised you. Amen.